Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ramon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, which is the Bible on technology for small business. And he's got some other books coming out, too. We'll talk about a little bit later on. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. And Happy New Year to you and your audience. I'm sure you heard 100 times. It's awesome to be here with you as always. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Ramon. Thanks again for joining us. One of the things that I know that you've been talking about is that even as important as technology is, and as much as you work on it and talk about it and write about it, the technology is just a tool. The
right
people, you have to have the right people to go with the technology too, don't you?
No, that is so true, Jim. And I mean, and again, well, I'm sure we'll talk about technology in some point in the next few minutes, but it's just, and what inspired me to really think about this, Jim, talk for 2 seconds, is that a few days ago I went shopping for some hair accessories for my wife, and I don't know how it is when you shop for your wife, but it's not necessarily easy.
I don't. I stay away from that, Ramon.
I see. Well, I still do it. And the bottom line is, I went there, I couldn't find the product. The point is, one of the guys there was like, "Sir, we don't have what you need." He took a yellow legal pad out, wrote my name down, wrote the product down, and said, "Come back next week, we'll get it for you." Now, he could have been, you know, one of the big stores, Gap or Sears or Staples. They would have had the computers and all that. They didn't have anything like that, Jim. Just a little dinky cash register. That's a topic for another day. But I was so impressed that this guy was doing really CRM, customer relationship
right
management, with a yellow piece of paper.
Well, what he should have done, though, I'm not taking anything away from him, because good for him for doing that. But what he should have done was say, "Can I have your email? We'll send you an email when it comes in."
You know what? I'm going to tell him that next week.
Do that.
Right. But I think it's so many small businesses, they get caught up in the need of technology, which is important. That's for sure. And I can touch on some great technology tools. But I just want to remind people in the new year, look at your employees, look at yourself, and think, are you even smiling? Are you even being approachable to your customers or prospective customers?
Right.
That's how you drive new business.
Well, I agree with that. And I'll tell you, I've been saying for a long time, Ramon, you've heard me say this before, face-to-face is the original social media. And
right,
there's nothing more powerful than the impression you make face-to-face. And the reason small business owners fail today, I believe, as much, if not more than anything else, is they fail to maximize the power of the face-to-face relationships they have with customers. And by that I mean, when I say they're not maximizing it, they're not doing things like saying thank you.
Right.
I went into a store the other day and spent several hundred dollars. I was there for an hour or so, shopped around. I was doing something for my family. Mm-hmm. I spent several hundred dollars. When the guy took my money and handed me my bag, he said, "Have a good one."
Yeah.
That's what he said. That's all he said. "Have a good one."
Yeah.
And then I said, as I am wont to do, I said, "Don't you mean thank you?" He said, "Oh, you're welcome." I said, "No, that's not what I mean, the guy didn't get it. I left the building. He still didn't get it. All the technology in the world, Ramon, won't help them fix that relationship that they have with me now.
No, you're so true. And I mean, I think technology can help with that. As you said, for the first example, I think he could have got your email address to nurture you and contact you.
They have all that. I've done business.
No, they have all that.
But see, that's another thing.
I knew
that he knew how much business I've done with them.
He could have
said, "Jim, welcome back. Thank you. You've been a good customer of ours. We appreciate your business. Hope you come back again. Well, that would have cost nothing. Instead, he said, have a good one.
Yeah, which I think is a good example. That's why the Ritz-Carlton and Starbucks of the world, you know, why they succeed. When you leave them or when you enter them, what do they say? Always, hey, thank you. Hey, you know, thanks for having us. Or if you're not pleased with their service, what do? Immediately make a correction. So it's not the technology, Jim, as you're saying. You're right. It's a simple human connection, shaking a hand, firm handshake, looking in the eye, saying thank you, that people need to do. And then add technology to all of that. We'll do it right.
I wonder how many small business owners are mad at Walmart or the big boxes for coming to town, and how many of those same companies you walked in their front door and bought something from them, their employees would not say thank you. The owner might not say thank you. Let me tell you something, folks. You're your own worst enemy. If you're not successful, more than likely, it's your fault. It's not Walmart's fault. And that's coming from somebody who loves you very much.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's funny because in the New York area, we had this big thing going back to Walmart and other big stores, whatever the brand is. And you're right. Many of the small ones are complaining about them coming in. I think they have some point. But I think the biggest thing is you have customers already who are loyal to you and like you. You need to start treating them right, getting them to come back, getting them to spread the word about you. There goes referrals. And doing these little things, your business will increase even if the big boys come in. I've experienced that in my own business. I compete with a lot of big people. My profits and et cetera, Jim, are up because I try my best to treat people like I want to be treated.
Well, and the other thing is you mentioned the social media. The truth is, in this day and time, treating people badly, 30 years ago, if you treat somebody badly, they might tell one or two people. Today, they can tell millions of people if you treat them badly.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. So
it's
true.
Dangerous. It's dangerous not to treat people well.
Right.
In a way, isn't it?
No, it is very true. And I think one thing small businesses can learn from the bigger companies is a lot of them are ensuring that they really monitor social media. Not that you want to spend your whole life on it, but I know RingCentral and others like that. I'm sure that many of your Insperity, and I'm sure others of your sponsors as well, are doing things like monitoring social media to see what's happening. And those customers that are really politely vitriolic, they're getting back to them to see how they can flip them to being loyal customers. Oftentimes, Jim, it's the people who complain, one of my friends told me, those are the ones that can be some of your best customers if you treat them well.
A customer who complains is your best friend.
Yep.
Trust me on that, folks. That's the truth. We'll take a quick break. Ramon is about to publish a book on Facebook. We come back. We're going to delve into that a little bit right after these messages. 20 after. Ramon Ray is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.